If you're ready to take your fitness to the next level, then trust the Dick. With your host, yours truly, Coach Ellen Dick. We want the body to be hungry, because if the body's hungry, it'll go ahead and get rid of all this unwanted weight that we have had for years that we just want gone, okay? So very important, eat within 60 minutes of waking up so you don't burn any of your extra muscle that you wanna go ahead and retain, keep, especially for a lot of us bodybuilders and stuff that wanna go ahead and propel us to move forward. That is very important. All right, we're back with Trust the Dick podcast with your host, yours truly, Mr. Ellen Dick. Today, I'm gonna talk about my most frequently asked questions. And I mean every day, but it's okay because I love what I do. So it's okay for me to go ahead and answer these on repeat, but they're that important. So I figured, you know what? I want to share them all with you. Now, obviously, you know, compiled up with my last podcast, I've probably touched base on them in each and every single one, but this is going to be just one straight to the point. Hey, I got this. What should I do? I want this. What should I eat? This and that. So I'm going to start it off with sleep. Okay. If you don't sleep, you do not grow. It is simple as that. Okay. Most people will not put themselves into REM sleep where you need to be for a specific amount of time in order to recover, basically move forward and feel like you actually slept. Okay. Most people will stare on a piece of equipment until they want to go to bed. And then all of a sudden they wonder why they can't shut their brain off. Okay. You want to go ahead and stop watching any device at least 2 to 3 hours before you go to bed. Read a book, listen to a podcast, that kind of stuff. It's very important. Listen to Trust the Dick podcast. So it's very important to go ahead and shut your brain off when it comes to any kind of device. It's huge and it's drastic. And you know, when you start to go ahead and implement these where you either meditate or you read a book or you put yourself into a different zone, it changes your body chemistry like crazy. And all of a sudden you're like, wow, I was able to get a good sleep. I was able to feel rested, not wake up and still almost feel hungover. It's like, I didn't drink, I didn't do all these stuff, but now I still feel like I didn't sleep a fucking minute and now I got to start my day. That's not what we want. Okay. A cool little tip that I will give any person that doesn't sleep that well, you're going to want to write this down. Okay. It is A, you want to get powdered vitamin C. Okay. It's very important to get powdered vitamin C. You want to get baking soda. Yes, I said baking soda. Okay. You want to get calcium/magnesium pills. And what you're going to do is you're going to take a little glass. And if you're that kind of person that goes to bed at, say, 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, I usually try to go to bed at around 10 o'clock at the latest, sometimes 9, 9:30, because I get up at the crack of ass and I love morning. Like, I love it. So what you're going to want to do is about 2 or 3 hours before you know you're going to go to bed, take that little glass, put a little bit of water in there. You're going to take a quarter teaspoon of baking soda. You're going to take a full teaspoon of powdered vitamin C. When you stir it up, it should fizz. Okay, it's very important that it fizzes. You're gonna slam that down. Then you're also gonna take the calcium and magnesium pills. What's gonna happen with that is the calcium and magnesium, it's basically for your bones and your joints to relax, okay? The powdered vitamin C, it's gonna go ahead and take away any kind of inflammation and stress in the body, and the baking soda basically just shoots it through your system, okay? This will be like its own natural sleeping pill. Okay. I do not believe in over-the-counter sleeping pills because your body gets hooked onto it and then you rely on it. When it comes to this, this is 100% natural, and it's cool because you'll take this. Say you take it at 7 o'clock, and I take it religiously every single day. All of a sudden around 8:39, you'd be like, fuck, I'm starting to feel like I could go to sleep, because it calms your whole body down at the same time. It's not just my eyes are feeling tired. It's like your whole body just is like, okay, I could go to sleep. And the cool thing about this is when you hit the pillow, you go to sleep and you stay asleep. Even if you're that kind of person that gets up in the middle of the night to go to the washroom, when you come back, a lot of people have a hard time getting back to sleep. This will keep them asleep. You will go right back to bed. And it's so cool. After 3 or 4 days of doing this on a regular basis, it's drastic and it changes everything. And I would say sleep is probably the most important thing that people don't get. And you know, everybody's got busy lives, everybody's got crazy schedules. So to wake up and feel like you didn't sleep a wink is the worst. Okay. So I'd say that's number one. Okay. Because if we want to grow, we want to put on muscle, we have to recover, we have to grow, we have to sleep. Number two, somebody says, How much water should I drink a day? Okay, it sounds simple, but at least 3 to 4 liters. At least. You know, I tell every single one of my clients, male or female, 4 liters. I tell my little guy who's only 11, I want him to get 2 liters of water in a day. Okay, it's very important. The reason why we drink water, to go ahead, metabolize carbs, clear out any lactic acid from when you're working out that your body's building up, to go ahead, aids in digestion. And it actually goes ahead, and for most of us, we consume probably more sodium than we should. So sodium attaches to water molecules. So the more water you drink, the less sodium your body will retain and the less puffy you'll be. All of a sudden you'll tighten up. Okay. It may be tough in the first 2 or 3 days where you kind of feel bloated, but all of a sudden that switch will go away. And all of a sudden you'll be like, how the fuck am I this thirsty? It's crazy how it happens. Okay. Water, very important. Number three, consuming food within 60 minutes of waking up couldn't be more important for growth. Okay. And to kickstart your metabolism. It is very important to eat within 60 minutes of waking up. And the reason why is, I've said in many other casts before, is your body will burn carbs, fats, and protein. Okay. What happens when you wake up? The only energy source left within 60 minutes is your protein. Therefore, your body is going to start to go ahead and burn muscle as an energy source. So getting in anything, have a grapefruit, have some oatmeal, have some eggs, have a rice cake, jam, peanut butter, have a shake, anything in your system, which will kickstart your metabolism. So all of a sudden, you know, you're going to be hungry, which I've had people be like, well, why would I eat to be hungry, you know, an hour later? That's the whole point of this, is like, we want the body to be hungry, because if the body's hungry, it'll go ahead and get rid of all this unwanted weight that we have had for years that we just want gone. Okay. So very important, eat within 60 minutes of waking up, so you don't burn any of your extra muscle that you want to go ahead and retain, keep, especially for a lot of us bodybuilders and stuff that want to go ahead and propel us to move forward. That is very important. Okay. 60 minutes. Okay. That I would say, other than sleep, is like number two. And so many people don't do it because they're just not used to it. Okay. Like I've said before, is some people get sick or they feel like, okay, well, this is not right. Like I shouldn't feel this way. Start small. Start with a rice cake, start with jam, start with peanut butter, start with something small just to get in your system. Because as long as there's something else there, the body won't attack the protein, which is the muscle, as an energy source, which is what we want. Number four, I would say, is don't eat past 6 o'clock. A lot of people will say, well, should I eat after 6 o'clock? No, you shouldn't. You know, take all your calories and eat them within a 12-hour period. If you're that kind of person that works later and you have to do 7 to 7, it's not the end of the world, but it's still that 12-hour period. It is very important to go ahead and consume food within that. So then we give our body a 12 full hours of fasting to allow our body to utilize the food that's taken in and to be able to go ahead and expel the fat that we don't want to be there. While we're sleeping, our body is burning fat. Okay, this is a good thing. This is what we want, because it will make us look absolutely amazing. And the goal is to look good naked. Okay, I don't give a shit who you are. You want to look good naked. You don't have to rely on Lululemon and all these fucking clothes that suck everything in, because you don't want to put in the time and the effort to fucking kick ass yourself. Okay, this will help you. Okay, I would say number five, it is so important to go ahead, and people ask me all the time, how many calories should I consume a day? Okay. It's kind of an open-ended conversation, because what I usually tell people is the average calorie count for somebody that's a male to lose weight is 1,850 calories split up between protein, carbs, and fat. Okay. You will go in the right direction if you consume 1,800 calories. For women, it's 1,500 calories. Same thing. Protein, carbs, and fats split up 1 gram per body pound. For women, same thing, 1 gram per lean body pound for men and women. Okay, that's very important. Okay, lean muscle mass. You gotta hope that if you're sitting at 200 pounds and you're like, okay, well, I think I got 20 pounds to lose. Okay, well, I'm consuming protein as a 180 pound person. Okay, you don't want to consume too much protein, because the body's not going to utilize it the way it should. Okay, so that is a big deal, because what happens is, it's, think of it like, I'm trying to explain. It's like, if the body doesn't consume enough calories, it gets stressed out. The second it gets stressed out, it holds on to what you're consuming. So even if you're consuming 1,000 calories a day, and I have people that consume all those calories at dinner time. Okay. So they just went fucking like 18 hours or however long they're up without consuming any food. What happened is we burned muscle the entire day. Now you're just getting rid of any muscle that was left over. And we're consuming all that food at one time. Even if you were to take that 1,000 calories and spread it out throughout the day, it's not enough calories. The body is stressed out. And when the body gets stressed out, it'll hold on to everything you're consuming. And you could be eating chicken, rice, and vegetables, which are healthy, healthy, healthy. But because the body is not getting enough calories, it's saying, fuck you. There's no way I'm going to let these calories go because I don't get enough to go ahead and relax. And if you don't consume enough, the body will just hold and it won't release and you'll be frustrated. Okay. So like I said, men about 1850, women about 1550, it will set you up in the right direction, especially if you're trying to lose some weight. Okay. It takes a couple days for your body to realize this is going to happen, but just be consistent. Okay. It's very important to be consistent. A lot of people will go ahead and start something and after 3 days, they don't get the result that they're looking for. And then they stop and they go back to square one again. Okay. You've got to give it some time. And then when it kicks in, you'll be like, oh shit, this is how I'm supposed to feel. Okay. Because the amount of energy that you're going to get off of consuming the right amount of calories, it's game changer. And all of a sudden now it changes how your output at work, your output at the gym, your output with your kids. All of a sudden you're not sleeping at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon being like, fuck, I need a nap. You know, all these things will take over, but you're not used to them. Okay. So let those changes happen. So give it an honest shot. I'd say number six, when people work out, they ask me, well, how hard should I push in the gym? Okay, well, I've quoted Arnold Schwarzenegger many, 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 many times because he is like my idol. It's like he did it all. I loved it. But he also said, if you're not willing to go the extra mile in the gym, you're not willing to look the way you want to look. Okay, so if you're not willing to push that extra rep because you have it in the tanks, why would you waste it? If you're not willing to put on a little bit of extra weight because you know you can, but you just don't want to, those are your issues. Those are the problems. Okay. It is so important to progressive overload. And I've said this over and over and over again. Progressive overload is so important. Okay. If you want to have big shoulders, you're going to have to push them. Obviously, don't push to where you get hurt and don't put yourself in a compromising position, but push to grow. Okay. If you're listening to everything else that I just said leading up to this here, if you apply all of those things, now we can go ahead and we can push as hard as we can because we know we've got the calories. We know we're getting the sleep to recover. And now when we're in the gym, if we want to look a specific way, like I've said many times, I had small legs, I needed to work them. Okay. If I don't work them, they're not going to grow. But if I don't apply all the other things that I just talked about, nothing's going to happen. Okay. So make sure, for me, I have to pretend it's the last time I'm ever going to be able to work out in the gym. I take it that seriously, but that's just me. Every other person may have the reason why they're there in the gym, but use that as a motivational tool to kick as much ass while you're there as possible. Number seven, overtraining. This is a big deal because so many people want to be in the gym 7 days a week thinking it's going to move them forward, which in reality is, I will say, you know, for those people that want to train 7 days a week, I'm actually impressed because I wish there was more of those people out there nowadays. Okay. But take everything's in moderation. Okay. If you want to grow, it's like, you know, 5, maybe 6 days a week. If you want to cut weight, once again, 5, 6 days a week, but your calories are going to dictate which direction you go. If you are sore, don't work out. Okay. If you're pushing and your legs are still sore, but it's leg day, do something different. Either take the day off, do a little bit of cardio to kind of get rid of that lactic acid to feel better, but don't go ahead and overtrain that same body part thinking it's going to go ahead and grow that much harder or that much faster. Okay. It's very, very important to go ahead and make sure you recover on the muscles that you're trying to grow so they go ahead and you maximize the amount of growth that you want to get out of this, okay? That's the whole plan. That's the whole goal. Anybody that walks into the gym, obviously, you know, for a lot of people that are at my studio, which there are currently probably 15 people out there right now as we speak, it's a huge group environment and people are so excited to be in this environment, but it's so rad to go ahead and have myself or the other trainers put them in positions they need to be to push as hard as they possibly can to grow, to look better, to feel better, to have more energy. That's the whole goal of why we work out. That's the whole goal of fitness for me is, you know, I did this because I like the way I feel. You know, you are what you eat and, you know, you are what you look like or you are what you push in the gym. Okay. So just push as hard as you can and have a good plan set up. Okay. A good plan. You know, number seven, number eight is, like I've said before, is take your body, take pictures and just build a program or have somebody build a program for you that is conducive to what you want to grow and what you want to change. If you want to look a specific way, then you're going to have to go ahead and train those body parts to get to that. Okay. Don't be like every other guy back in the day that just did fucking arms and chest because that's all we did. We wore joggers, we did arms and chest, and that was the way it was. Okay. It did not matter. It's the only thing we saw, and who the fuck wants to train legs? Okay. But now, as I'm older, I realize that, oh shit, we have to do this in order for everything to grow the way it's supposed to. So just build a program that is set up for everything to grow the way it should. Okay. So at least when you walk in the gym, you know, okay, today is this day. Tomorrow is that day. I know I'm supposed to rest this day. You know, it's very important to know what you're doing when you go into the gym. I see so many people walk in and it almost looks like a fucking deer in a headlight where they have no idea which direction they're going. They know they're in the gym. So kudos to them. But once again, having a plan is much different than going ahead and just winging it. Because when you wing it, you truly don't know what you're doing. Okay. For me, a lot of my clients use an app called Trainerize, which is really cool because it logs all your workouts, all your weights, and then you just know exactly what to do the next day. So you know, all right, I have to lift this much more and I have to add this much more weight. For me, I'm old school. I've been writing in a book for 22 years. That's how I do it. I don't like using a device when I'm training. Obviously, I listen to music, but at the same time, I'm writing down all my stuff. And I believe that not everybody, every single person out there can remember exactly what they did last week for chest or what they did for arms or whatever. Because if the goal is to beat it by a rep or by weight, and I mean even by 1 pound or by one rep, that will shoot you so much further in the right direction. It is crazy. And that's how you'll look so much different than every other person that is in the gym. And in record time, excuse me, there's a reason why, you know, Damon Fryer or Dan Martell can go ahead and look the way they did in record time. Because they went ahead, listened to every single thing I told them to do. Dan got ripped in 2.5 months. He didn't deviate, not one time. And okay, sorry, one time he had a non-alcoholic beer and I literally came through the fucking phone. Okay, so he said, I'll never do that again. But once again, they put in the time, they listened to the dick, and they knew this is where they wanted to go. So they just turned their hat backwards and said, all right, let's do it. Are you that kind of person? Because if you are, the results should happen instantly. It shouldn't take 2 fucking years, okay? That's where I get so frustrated. And I literally, as you can see, I'm starting to get heated now because I get so angry when it comes to this because people complain every single day about going ahead and not looking, feeling, and getting to where they want to be, but they're not willing to put in the time to prep their food, to go ahead and work out and train, to get the sleep in. They complain, they bitch, they this and that. Turn your hat back around and just say, enough's enough. I want to make myself the best version of what I can because all we're doing is getting older. You know what? I'm not 35 anymore, but the goal is to get better with age. Okay. If I were just to go ahead and do what I want, eat what I want, because I used to love Reese's Pieces Buttercups, Twinkies, any kind of fast food, and McDonald's French fries and tartar sauce are my favorite thing in the whole world. But if I were to continue doing that, I would continue looking like a fucking French fry. I would continue looking like that and I would feel like a bag of shit. That is not what we're trying to do. Our goal is to go ahead and get better with every single day that passes. And you'll see that when you implement all the things that I just talked about, okay? Those are my most frequently asked questions every single day, okay? And honestly, last, I would say probably is one of the most important thing is you have to have a good support system. You can't always do this on your own, okay? Your partner, your friends, the person you work out with in the gym, you know, it doesn't matter who it is, your family. Sometimes misery loves company, and the people that aren't willing to go ahead and do what you want to, they tend to want to bring you down, okay? And I know it's sad to say, but it happens all the fucking time. And I hate it because just because somebody else doesn't want to make that switch, I get it. I'm not asking to. I'm not saying every single person out there should be ripped because I am or because, you know, my girlfriend or because of this or that. But the goal is to feel better, to look better, to have more energy, to just be ultimately better throughout the entire day with yourself and how you feel. So if you can have a good support system, that is a huge factor. I see so many people nowadays that they put in all this energy, they cook all their food, but their partner may not want to do it. And it's just day in, day out, and you can just see them pushing and pushing. And it almost gets to that point where they want to continue, but they just don't have that other person kind of helping them along. And it's so easy, especially if you're that person that loved to do the other things, like eating unhealthy, snacking, candy, this kind of stuff. But that other person just says, hey, do you want to do that? And it's because you're so maxed out and you're doing it on your own, it's so easy to go ahead and get mixed up back in that, okay? So I will say you know, having a conversation with whoever is around you the most is probably a big deal, because ultimately, you know, there's a lot of us that can do this on our own. I can. I don't care who's around. I don't care what's going on, what's happening in my life, but that's me. That's not every single person out there. Okay. So having somebody that is a good support system is huge, especially people that are coming right out of the gate, because it's already hard. You know, just making all these changes and stuff like that is, it's a really big deal. And so I hope you can have that conversation with that person, and I hope that they take it the right way, because you're just trying to better yourself and feel better. And that's what we're all trying to do at the end of the day. So I would say those are my most frequently asked questions. Honestly, implement every single one of those and you will better your life faster than anyone else you know. And you're going to feel amazing. You're going to sleep. You're going to have energy, and you're not going to want to nap at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Also, I wanted to add, this is kind of like a bonus. I get this question asked so many times, and honestly, my answer is it comes down to the individual. The question is, when should I work out in the day? And so my response to every single person, and I don't care who you are, is when is the best time for you? So for me, I need X amount of calories in my body to go ahead and push as hard as I need to in the gym. So I usually work out around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, because I know that I'll have 4,000 or 5,000 calories in my body, and I'm going to push as hard as I possibly can. For other of my clients, and I'm talking guys and girls that are jacked, they're working out at 5 a.m, they have a rice cake, jam, and peanut butter, and that's all they need, because that's when they work out and that's when they feel the best, okay? I have other people that work out late at night. Once again, if you've listened to anything I've said, the goal is to consume all your food within a 12-hour period, so like that 6 to 6 or that 7 to 7. If you're working out late at night, like I've touched base on, you can go ahead and consume your protein shake at the end of your workout, because that's not going to go ahead and make you go ahead and make you gain any weight, but it's going to retain the muscle mass that would go ahead and start to get burned. So that's very, very important. But once again, I'm going to say it's up to you. Whenever you feel the best, if it's 4 o'clock in the morning, because you have to do it before little bastards get up, before your kids get up, before your wife gets up, before all this, the whole world starts, then it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Okay. If you have to do it on your lunch hour, because that's the only time you do, then get off your ass and do it during the lunch hour. Okay. I have a lot of people that are mentally exhausted towards the end of the day, and they have a very hard time going to the gym to find the energy to do it. So I would say for those people that have that kind of stuff happen, get it done in the morning. Okay. I love to work out at that 1 o'clock, but for you, you might say, once my day starts, I'm screwed and I just can't get it in, because once I get home, it's kids, it's bed, it's bath, it's dinner, it's this and that. You have your routine. Get it done in the morning. Okay. So long and short of it is, whenever is conducive for your lifestyle. Okay. This was Trust the Dicks podcast. I love this shit. Every single minute of every single day, I do what I love. So hopefully you learned a lot from this one. There's going to be other ones. Obviously there, I'm going to get a little bit more heated as the questions come on, but you can tell that I'm passionate about this and I care about everything I say, and I always practice what I preach. Talk to you later.